Rabbi of Yehon, the bracha requires Shem Malchus, or the Christians with Shem Hashem. The Gemara says, we have a brisa, Amar Abai, Kavosid, the Rab Nistavra. Normally we say Rabbi Rab Yehonon, Halachik Rab Yehonon. The Rabbi says over here that there's a brisa in the Sifrei, and Parshas Kisova, by Mikra Bikut, by Vidwe Meiser, that supports Rab's opinion. It seems to be talking in the brisa about reciting a bracha in connection with Maisa Sheni. Either means the bracha achrayna after eating the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. So that's their isa. Or it's referring to the Birchas HaMitzvah that's recited in advance of Haproshas Maisa Sheni, Kri Hashem Maisa Sheni, which we usually assume is only with the Rabbanan. Birchas HaTorah, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. We're not in the Birchas HaTorah Lefanehom. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim. And Ramban understands that that's a real drosha Gemara, their isa. It's not an asmachta. That's on Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. Nine of Bichas Hatar Lefaneho. That 10 lines of the Tam Shenema. Hashem Hashem Ekor of the Berger of the Kedah. So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah says that that's a drosha Gemura Deraisa. It's not an asmachta. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shagasari who paskens like that La'alocha. A Bichas Hatar every day is Deraisa. And if a person is Mesupik, he doesn't remember if he said Bichas Hatar. So Sofik Deraisa L'chomer has to say over again. Like Bichas Hamozen, if a person ate Kidei Sviyah, he doesn't remember if he recited Bichas HaMos, so we pass and ask to say over the bench. We don't apply Sufik brachas like the bracha that's deraisa. So we assume that the only bracha that's deraisa, the only Bichas HaMitzvah that's deraisa is Bichas HaTorah. The Achrayim refer you to a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi comments on the pasuk that puts together HaTorah and HaMitzvah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Rei Nosai Telechem HaTorah and HaMitzvah. So the Yerushalmi has a hekesh that just like Torah requires a Birchas HaMitzvah here on Daf Hayamad Aleph. The Gemara quotes that pasuk. Etn luchos luchos even haTorah vaHaMitzvah shekasavti lahor asam. 10 lines from the top of Daf Hayamad Aleph. So pasuk, haTorah vaHaMitzvah is put together in the pasuk. So the Yerushalmi comments on that pasuk that just like Birchas haTorah is derais, and so to Birchas haMitzvah is also derais. A hekesh, because one is next to the other. The Bavli never says that. The Bavli understands haTorah is Torah shebichsav. The mitzvah is a mishnah. HaTorah is mikra. Torah shebichsav. Mitzvah is a mishnah. That's the famous. The Rambam quotes this comment. In the introduction to the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam quotes that the Rabbanu Shalom gave us Torah shebichsav and Torah shemalpeh, as it says. Etan luchos luchos eben HaTorah mitzvah luchos eben is aseres hadibus. HaTorah is the whole Torah shebichsav. Mitzvah is the Torah shebalpeh. So the Yerushalmi has a different sheet. The Yerushalmi seems to hold that bichas HaTorah deraisa. And Bichas HaMitzvahs are also deraisa, but that's the problem. How do you deal with this? With this drasha, lo shachachti mevahaskir shimcha malchuscha, what the Bichas HaMitzvahs deraisa. That's what we mentioned, Mishkanes Yankif and his Sefer on Brachas and his Daf makes a suggestion, but it's very difficult. He says, Vayvorchas Rivka v'yomer lach haseinu atayili alfa yirvava, that they said Bichas HaSeiris, Taisus in the beginning of Ksubis, quotes a medrash, on that pasuk, Bayrocha Esrivka Kama, they said a brocha in connection with the Kiddushin. Eliezer was the Shliach Lahilochas HaKiddushin to Rivka. Then Bayomer Lachas Seino Atayili Alpha Levrava, that's a different thing. That's not Bayrocha Esrivka. They're two different things. Bayrocha Esrivka, that they said Birchas Eris. So what do you mean? They said Birchas Eris in Kodim Ad Torah, they said Birchas Eris. We usually assume that all the brochas were instituted by the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. So that's what he suggests, that maybe brachas in connection with the Yoni Kedusha were always practiced, even before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah instituted it. So maybe the bracha on Hafroshas Maisa Sheni was always practiced. Yeah, practice, time practice, mom. But you're not mechliv to. So how can you say? You're not mechliv to the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made a takana. So how can you say, Lo shachachti melahaskir shimcha olov refers to the Birchas HaMitzvah over the Hafroshas Maisa Sheni. If Medina, there is no chiv deraisa. Very difficult, very problematic. And the pshat that the Malbim gave also difficult. Malbim says, first, there's a din deraisa, when you mafresh truma, you have to say, raise a truma l'Hashem alakol. You have to mention Shem Hashem. So what does the Gemara mix it in with? And he says, bizman hazeh, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah instituted, that we should always say, a brichas HaMitzvah in advance of the Kriya Hashem truma. So he already said a bracha, he already mentioned Shem Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kein Malcham Shekhar Shechzon, or L'afrashas Truma. So therefore, when you acquire Hashem Truma, you no longer have to say, Harez Truma L'Hashem Alakol. You already mentioned Shem Hashem in connection with the Hafrashas Truma when you recited the Bruch. So how does the Gemara schlep it? Okay. So that's a din deraisa, haskara shem Hashem, and the kriya shem tshuma. They'll sign that it's a din deraisa. So how does the Gemara derive from this pasuk that you have to mention shem Hashem and a bracha? If it goes on the din of the kriya shem or the tshuma, it's very not to be understood. Anyway, that's the Tosis, that's all Tosis had. Tosis didn't have the last line before the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Yochanan farev? So Tosis says, well, Abai says, kavasi derab mistar b'yeshim foshim da'aloch is like Rav. Even though normally Rabbi Yochanan, Allah is Rabbi Yochanan. Since Abai brings a Tanya kavasi derab, so we should pass like Rav. Then Tosis says, nah, truth of the matter is you can farev for the kasha, is not such a murderous kasha. He's saying the last two lines, Rabbi Yochanan, loy kasha, we can farev for the kasha, the hodel, atani malchuscha, otu kuruch lo kol hai, lim nibilez. Yeah, it means bechule. Lahaska Shimcha means Shimcha Malchuska. That's what it means. So by Yasa and the Gemara, we have that added on in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tini, Rabbi Yochanan says you have to correct the Girsa in the Sifrei, that it should say like that. Tosis doesn't seem to have had that Girsa. And Tosis just says it's not a not really such an insurmountable kash against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will say that it means Bechule. It doesn't even have to change the Girsa. Okay, so that's what we assume, La'alacha, like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, La'alacha, Rabbi Yochanan, that. You have to say Shem or Malchus. Then Tosis says Melech Olam is Likula. Okay, if you just say Melech, you don't say Melech Olam. That's not too significant. So you're not even Yotzer the Bracha. Then Tosis has the question: what about Shmona Esrei? So every Bracha Smucha Lachavato. Okay, so you don't say Malchus. You don't have to say Shem or Malchus when it's Smucha Lachavato. Well, you don't even have the first Bracha. Where do you have Malchus in the first Bracha? So Tosis makes a suggestion. Lekei Avram is the equivalent of Malchus, just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has the theme of Malchus, even though the word of Melech doesn't appear, and therefore there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. We paskin therefore that pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, is Oyla. It counts as one of the ten psukim for Malchus. Similarly over here, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to mention the word Melech Oylam. When you mention Lekei Avram, Avram Avinu was Himlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Ha'am Kulay, Shadiya Malchusay. So that's the equivalent of Malchus. Okay. That's what Tosis answers. Now Soloveitchik once made a suggestion. I'm not sure if it's Al Derech HaDrash or some Rishonim say it. He said, maybe in the Shmoneh Esrei B'davki you shouldn't say Malchus. When you say Baruch Hu Shevach B'Hidoya or something, or Bichas HaNenin, Baruch Hu Shevach B'Hidoya, so then you mention Shema Malchus, but in the Shemot Esrei, we're going to be pestering the Rabbanu Shalom, please take care of this for me, please take care of that. I need a parnasa, I need a shidduch for this child, and this child doesn't have children, and this one is not feeling well. Yes, the Rabbanu Shalom, to take care of our needs. So if you depict him as the Melech Olam, he's so busy running the whole world, he's not going to have time to take care of your little needs. So he says, maybe that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGadol B'davka left out Malchus in the Shemot Esrei, it doesn't fit in. Melech Olam doesn't fit in with the Bakoshes, because the essence of the Shemoneh Esrei is Bakoshes Torah. I don't know if Rishonim say that. On one occasion he made such a suggestion.
Somebody mentioned
Elokei
Avram in the regular
Shahakol
instead of
Melech Olam,
would
he be Yotzei B'Di'evet? Tosis says he'd be Yotzei B'Di'evet. That's what you see from this
Tosis. It's just
the
song
of Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah. Then some of the Rishonim have, you look in the back, I think in the Mordechai he has like this.
Says about Kel Rom and Nisal, that goes back on the earlier one, whatever he has, which is not like
yeah, our Tosis says that you do say Malchus, you do say Melech Olam. Yeah, our Tosis says that Elokei Avram is the equivalent of Melech. And then the Rishonim make an assumption here. The Mordechai has such an assumption that you have to mention Malchus once in a bracha, but not twice. You shouldn't say Malchus twice. Which is the bracha in Birchas Hamazon when we say Malchus twice? That the Gemara does talk about. In the bracha of Rachem, we're going to talk about Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David Mishichecha. So the Gemara says it's not Derech Eretz to Malchus Beis David to mention Malchus Hashem in that bracha. Because once you imagine in your mind an image of Malchus Shamayim, so Malchus Beis David is going to, by comparison, by contrast, it's going to be very pale. So we bedavka livat malchus in the bracha of Rachim. So that's why the Gemara says in the next bracha, Tova Meitiv, we mention Melech twice. Baruch atah ken Melech ha'olam. Kelavina malkeinu adiren. And they say, Melech atah ve'meitiv ha'lakot. We say three times. Okay. So the Gemara says, you say twice to make up for the fact that you didn't mention malchus in the previous bracha. So that's a Gemara later. So the Gemara never says you're not supposed to have malchus twice in the same bracha. The Gemara just explains what motivated the Chachamim to introduce malchus twice. By the way, we have three times. And the bracha Tova Meitiv is because we left out malchus and rachem. That's why there's a discussion in Rishonim when they say Yalav Yoba. He said the last line of Yalav Yoba say Kelecha in English, Kikel Melech Anu Verachamato. So Melech maybe should be deleted. Why? Maybe Melech should be deleted in Yalav Yoba in Birchas Hamazon because Yalav Yoba is in the bracha of Rachem Al Yisrael Malchus Bizdovin Mishichecha. The Gemara says later on that if you mention Malchus Hashem together in the bracha of Rachem with Malchus Beis David, so it's a busha to Malchus Beis David. It'll pale into insignificance in contrast to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some Rishonim say, I think the Chuvah Rashba says, you should leave out Melech and Yalav Yehova in Bichas HaMazel. Others say Nishgefelach. It means in Etzem Brocha you don't say Melech, but in Yalav Yehova Nishgefelach. That's why many have the minig in Aseres Yemei Chuvah. That's how it says in Matei Ephraim. In Aseres Yemei Chuvah, all year long, when you say Yalav Yehova, you follow this Rashba. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam quotes it. That you don't say Melech in the last line of Yalav Yehova, but on Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, on Rosh Hashanah Hestis, when we say Hamelech Hakadosh and Hamelech Hamishpat, you emphasize the theme of Malchus. That's why you say Kel Melech Anu Rachmat. So the Achronim ask Kakashi, what do you mean? Emphasize. But the Gemara says it didn't. You're not supposed to mention Melech. You're not supposed to mention Malchus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In the bracha of Rachem, so Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a Jew. He says, "Yeah, the whole thing is only a chumrah. But this is really not part. It's not an essential part of the bracha of Rachem. It's part of the haskara of Yalav Yavai. It doesn't really blend in to be part of Rachem. So all year long, it's a midas chasidus a chumrah not to say the word Melech in the end of Yalav Yavai by benching, but in Aseres Mei Tshuva when we emphasize the theme of Malchus, so we do mention. So the Gemara never says that you should bedavka not say Malchus Hashem twice in a bracha." There's no need to say. The Gemara doesn't say you shouldn't say. The Gemara just explains how come they introduced that it should say twice in Atayv Ameit and Malchus. We have it three times because it's lacking in the bracha and the preceding bracha in Rachim. So that's what the Mordechai has over here. Then in Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, when he says Zechayin Alechayin Melech of its Bechayim. Some of the Rishonim say, where's Malchus? He says, Melech Hazer Mashiach Magen. He mentioned Malchus. The end of the first bracha. It doesn't say Melech Olam. Basically. So here in Aseres Mei Teshuvah, we say, Zechayin Alechayin Melech of its Bechayim. So since we say Melech of its Bechayim, so you should leave out Melech Hazer Mashiach Magen. You shouldn't say Melech twice. So as if there were a din, if you're not allowed to say Melech twice in the same bracha, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Well, it just says, they composed the Nusach HaBracha that you have Melech twice in Atav Ameit because they took out Haskoras Melech Malchus Hashem and the Bracha of Rachim. Anyway, we don't have that Dominic. Even Aseres Mei Teshuvah, when we say Melech of his Bachaim, we say Melech Hazer Mashiach Magen. We do say Melech twice. We don't follow that suggestion. Okay, let's see. We already started the next mission. Al davar shein gedul min ha'aretz. The for opening mission, it says sometimes you say ha'aretz. Right. I don't know. You got to look again in the Gemara. Soon coming up. I think we're soon going to be there. Maybe in Shloshi Shach with that. So here. Sprach ha'smucha l'chavato. Gotta take a look. I'm Memvov. We'll have to take a look. Let's see. So the first mission says sometimes you say Hu'et, sometimes you say Hu'adoma, and now it says, and sometimes you say Shahakol. Although Bashen Gedula Menorats, if it grows on a tree, you say Hu'et. If it grows, a vegetable grows on the ground, you say Hu'adoma. And if it doesn't grow from the ground, there's neither Hu'et nor Hu'adoma, then you say Shahakol. Then you have certain things that did grow on a tree, and it should have had a fancier brocha. But since it got a little bit spoiled, so the bracha is always knocked down to Shahakol. Like if you eat food, shalot derech achilasa. So the din is that you say shahakol, we had already. So here the Mishnah says, alachayim, it's a person is drinking vinegar. So vinegar means that it started off as wine and it spoiled, it became vinegar. Alanovlos. What are novlos? The Gemara is going to discuss what novlos are. Rashi says, hold your breath, and the Gemara will explain. Okay. Novel is some kind of spoiled food. Balagovai, if you eat grasshoppers, Rashi tells you there's some kosher grasshoppers, there are non-kosher grasshoppers. The Gemara gives the simonim in Elotrephus, how to identify which are the kosher grasshoppers and which are the non-kosher grasshoppers. Okay? So if you eat grasshoppers, that's flesh. It's not, it's part of it, but it's like eating fish. It's like eating fish or chicken or meat. So you say, shachol nivadra. It doesn't grow from the ground. Alachomet valanobulus did grow from the ground, but the chomet started off as wine, and because it got spoiled, that's why it's knocked down to shahakol. Alanovlos is also something that grew from the ground, some kind of fruits that grew from the ground, but for some reason or another, brocha is knocked down to shahakol. Spoiled. Somehow it's spoiled. Alagavai is not knocked down. Alagavai is like chicken, so it should be shahakol nivadra. It doesn't grow from the ground.
What would be having alagavai? No
bracha, right? Avmina would have been no bracha at all. Like on chicken, I would have thought maybe there's no bracha. It doesn't grow from the ground. So that's what the Mishnah says. No, that on chicken and on fish and on govai and on eggs and on milk, the bracha is shakol niyem dvar cheese. Yeah. With the Avmina would have been no bracha at all. That's right. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a kol shehu min kolala ein mevracha malav at all. If you have something that got spoiled, the chometz, it started off as wine, it would have been originally bari P.O.H. And then it got spoiled and it turned into vinegar. So he says you don't recite a bracha at all. Or let's say you had some bread that started to become moldy, or you have wine that started to get spoiled. So we would paskin the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. Rabbi Yehuda would say that no bracha is recited at all. Kol shehu min klala ein mevracha malav. What else? Rashi says a min klala is govai. Govai is also a min klala, because these grasshoppers, when they come, they eat up everything in sight. So, one of the Rabbanim told us, Rabbi Machpud from Bnei Brak told us, that when he lived in the Alta Haim, in Tayman, I think he's from Tayman. So he said they didn't, the Goyish government didn't allow the Jews to own any farms. So when there used to be an epidemic of grasshoppers, the Jewish people were very happy in their heart, because they're getting the karma from the guy, because the grasshoppers would eat up everybody's paris, and the government didn't allow them to have any fields, so the hefset was always to the guy. He said they used to take gigantic bags and used to pick hundreds and hundreds and thousands of grasshoppers. They could identify which were kosher, which were not kosher, and they would hold these grasshoppers and eat them. Yeah, they fried some grasshoppers for us, and he was eating them. Yeah. I didn't especially care for them. They still have a tradition, which are the kosher, which are the non-kosher grasshoppers. What if he has different fruits in the roll? Are they all eights? So it's a machalek. Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of them is min shiva, I have grapes and I have an apple, and I'm interested in eating both. So should I say who eats on the apple first and then cover the grapes later? Should I say who eats on the grapes and cover the apple and eat the apple later? So Rabbi Yehuda says, if one of them is a min shiva, the hid the mitzvah is, as you say, the baruch eats on the min shiva. But Chachamim say no. Elazim em shiyutz. If one of them is chaviv, so chaviv beats out min shiva. That's how the Gemara understands the machlokes. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a brayso, adav shein gedulim in orts. Something that doesn't grow from the ground doesn't qualify, not for baruch minim zaynus, and not for hoetz, and not for adama, not for hamotzi, not for baruch piyagof and kegon. For example, b'sar be'em, achaya of chicken, flesh, dog and fish, I'm shakal nebedvar. Chola, beitzim, gvina, okay. Cheese, milk, eggs, it's all shakal nebedvar. Fine, this we know. Ala pasha ipsha, if you have bread that started to spoil. Ala yain shehikrim, the wine started to spoil. Ala tafshil shabutsurasa, the food started to get moldy. I'm a shahakol, the chacham holdi say shahakol. And Rabbi Yehuda says you don't say a broch at all. If it's min klola, you don't say a broch. Al melech val azonis, while kmeim with patrias, if someone is eating salt, so he says shakol nibidvar. A kameim of patrios is mushrooms. He says shakol. Greg Markasha, why? The Brisa puts kameim of patrios under the category of davish ein gidula min ha'aretz. Means it doesn't grow from the ground. So the Gemara says, the memra, you mean to say that that's what the Brisa is telling me. The commandment patrius lav gidule karkanino doesn't grow from the ground. I bought Tanya, we have a brisa that says that if a person digs a nether, noidim in perisa oretz, also be perisa oretz, he's not allowed to eat vegetables, and mutter the commandment patrius. Because it's not called the loshim of the yodim. The nedarim halochach loshim of the yodim. When it comes to the nedarim shvuas and a tanai in a document, a tanai in a shtar, so it depends on loshim of the yodim. What did people mean? So on loshim of the yodim, peris haaretz means all other vegetables. You don't call fruits peris haaretz. Peris haaretz is vegetables that grow from the ground, and it's not. And mushrooms are not included. That's not called peris haaretz. But if he says kol gedule karko alai, also after kamei patria. So you see that the Brisa says that it is called gidule karka loshem aliyadam, but it's just not called peris haaretz. So how can the first Brisa say that the reason why mushrooms is shakol is because it's a dabashen gidule min haaretz? The Brisa says no, you have to touch it up a little bit of it. Amar abay mirva rovu me'aro minki lo yanki me'aro. It doesn't get its unique from the earth. It does grow on the earth. It does grow from the, Rashi says, from the fact that there's lachluchis on the face of the earth, if it will be completely dry, the mushrooms wouldn't be able to grow. So they grow on the earth, but it's not really yonik min hakarka. So that's the teretz. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? But it's still a contradiction. The first brisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, aldo b'shein gidulim min haaretz. And the second brisa says, Hanoi there, if he takes a neder, ko gidule karko alai, it includes kmein banj. It's still a contradiction. You said a nice point, that it grows on the ground, but it doesn't get its inika from, doesn't get its nutrition from the earth itself. Although the fruits and vegetables get their nutrition from the earth, and the mushrooms do not. That doesn't help to answer the stira. It's still a stira, whether it's called giduli karka or not. So the Gemara answers, and for the Gemara, tini, you have to correct the girsa. Aldo b'sheina yodink min ha'aretz. That's what it means. It is giduli karka. It's called giduli karka. It grows on the ground. It grows from the fact that there's moisture on the ground. But it's not yonik min haaretz. So that's what the first brisa should say. Al dovah sheina yonik min haaretz. So then you say shakol niyeh b'dvar. Okay. There is a Mishnah in Erevin. The third parak in Erevin says bakol miyarvin. That the Mishnah is going on Erevei Tchumen and Shitufim Mevuas. Erevei Chatzeres has to be dafke bepast. Is machlek satana, we pask and dafke bepast. So what does the Mishnah say? Bakol mi'arvin? The Tosis is masig on Rashi there. Rashi says it goes in Erev Chatzeres. Tosis says, what do you mean? We don't pask like that opinion that Erev Chatzeres anything is good. We pask in Erevin ela bepast. Shemevochem olav ha-moitzi has to be dafke one of the chameshis minigdogan has to be pask. But the Kevega has a discussion, how is matzah good? People always use a box of matzahs to make an Erev Chatzeres. If the Sfardim say mezonos on the matzahs, so how is it good? It has to be pasha l'rochem olam ha-moitzi. Okay. So the answer is that if you compare to the Sfardim, will also say moitzi. It's pasha bava kisne. It's also called pasha l'rochem olam ha-moitzi. So the Mishnah says that any food is good for shituf ha-mevuas or for eruv ha-tchumen, yeah, except for a few exceptions. So one of them is kimeim ha-patrios. So we don't understand what's wrong with kimeim ha-patrios. If there would be a din that you need dafka fruits and vegetables, gedula karka, so kamein patra is not gedula karka, but fish is good, and flesh is good, and eggs are good. So why should kamein patra be inferior? It's a deep, dark secret. So the Vilna Gaon, it's a deep, dark mystery. So the Vilna Gaon was the first one. He says that it's a misprint in the Gemara. They should say v'chule, and he changes the whole gear. So that's what, in the Hakdomet, to the Sefer Pas HaShulchan, by the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon had a few Talmidim who moved to Eretz Yisrael. So they had they were sitting and learning, but there were some other Jews who were doing a little farming there. So they wrote this Sefer Pas HaShulchan and Inyone Mitzvus HaTlis Baret. And the Hakdomet to the Pas HaShulchan, the author writes how great Rabbi Yisrael von Shklov. He writes how great his Rebbe the Vilna Gaon was. So he gives this as an example, that the Vilna Gaon put in a word v'chule in the Gemara, and if I remember the Opela, that the Gemara never said that Kmeim and Patrius is no good. The Rishonim and Nachmanim do say, though, that Kmeim and Patrius is not acceptable for Shituf and Mavuas and for Eruv and Tchumen. All other foods in the world are good, whether they're Ho'etz or Hadam, Shehakal, and Mezayinus, everything is good except for mushrooms. And the Vilna Gaon said, it can't be, it doesn't make any sense. It goes on something else, it doesn't go on Kmeim and Patrius. It's okay. Yeah, so what does the Mishnah say? Novlos. That Novlos is some kind of a food that you say shahakol niyib dvorah. So the Gemara wants to know, what does the word novelist mean? My novelist, machlekes amarayim, abzera v'rabiluay. Chadamar bushle kamra. When you have the fruits growing on the tree, so sometimes they're burnt by the sun. Normally, the sun shines on the pears, and they develop, and they taste good. And so once in a while, the sun is going to be burning hot, beating down so hot, it's going to burn some of the pears. So they're going to be spoiled. So one opinion is that it's talking about spoiled fruits. So on a spoiled fruit, you say shakol, like the Brisa said, if you're eating apas she'ipsha v'yayin she'hikrim, any food that started to become moldy, started to spoil. So if you want to eat it, either you say shahakol, or you don't say a bracha at all. But you don't say the bracha haruyola. So that's one opinion in the Gemara. One of the Amoraim says, bush likamra, these are regular pears that grow on a tree, but they were spoiled by being too burnt by the sun. The Chanam, the other one says, no, and God sent a different shot, tamri dizika, that this is talking about dates, that the wind blows them off of the tree and they fall down on the ground. So the Gemara says it doesn't make any sense. What's wrong with the dates that fell down on the ground? Why shouldn't you say bar pir hates? Mishnah says that shahakal mi b'tzvara. What's going on? So the Gemara says Tanan, it says in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Eimer kol shehu min klole mevarachem alav. You don't say a bracha at all. Tan Kama says that you say shahakal, and Rabbi Yehuda says you don't say a bracha at all. The Gemara says bishleim alamandi amu bushle kumra. If you say bushle kamra. If you say that the word novelus in the Mishnah refers to those fruits that are burnt, that are scorched by the sun, out of the Kor Lamin Klot. See, understand why Rabbi Yehuda says no bracha is recited at all. Elam on the Yom HaTamri Dizika, but if it's referring to the dates that are knocked down by the wind, why is that considered a Min Klolam? Why is that so terrible? Why does Nigmari ask on the Tanakama? Why should you say Shahakol? I mean, it's a little bit ruined. When the farmer plucks off the dates and he puts it in a basket, so that's normal. And if the wind throws it down, so it's going to get a little spoiled. It's going to get knocked around. So knocked around a little bit, that's like Yain Shehikram and Pasha Ipsha. So the Tanakhama we understand. But the Rabbi Yehuda should call it a Min Klola. It's a disaster. Why should that be considered a disaster? Elamad Amitam Dezika, my Min Klola. Why should Rabbi Yehuda say there's no bracha at all? So Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda only goes on Shaira. Rabbi Yehuda goes on the other two. Which are the other two? The Chometz. The chometz is a min klola because you had wine that became spoiled and it turned into vinegar. And you have govai, are the grasshoppers that eat up all of the pears that are growing on the ground. So that's a min klola. But the time of the zika, that doesn't make sense. The Gemara assumes it does make sense to say that bracha should be knocked out to hashakol, because it's not going to be as tasty as the fruits that are plucked off by hand. The dates that are plucked off by hand is going to be a little spoiled. But to say that you don't say a bracha at all, that the Gemara doesn't understand why. So the Gemara says, Hanachanam, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't do on that. Ikadiyami, another version has it. Shleim Amandi Amabushli Kamra. If you say it goes on the fruits that are spoiled, and the bracha in Allah Shaka, you understand why the Tanakhama says Shaka. Elamandi Amatami Dizik, why should it be Shakol? Why shouldn't it be Hoyz? Why is it so inferior? Why should it be Shakol? It's a little bit inferior. Shakol. Why shouldn't it be barbeit? Elul Gemara says no. The novelos stoma in the context of our Mishnah, the word novelos, everyone agrees. It never was machlokes. Everybody agrees. Kuli amal apligi the bushli kamrin. You know, in the context of our Mishnah, it means the pears that are scorched on the tree, so the tak is spoiled. So that's the machlokes. Tanakama holds that a shahakla. If you're going to have tamorim that are knocked down by the wind. Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda is not going to say that it's going to be no bracha at all, and Tanakam is not going to say it's going to be shahakol. It's a regular bar pilot. So you have to say, in our Mishnah, for sure it's bush lekama. It's fruits that are scorched by the sun. Ki pligis, but there is a machlokes amaroi, whether novelos refers to something or something else. No, it's in a different case. A Mishnah in Demai. What is Demai? So the Gemara tells the whole story, the very end of Saito. That towards the end of the period of the Bai Sheni, one of the Kohanim Gedolim made a survey, and he came to the realization that the many of the Am Haaretz were not interested in supporting Talmid HaChachamim who were sitting and learning. So they decided they're not going to give Ma'aser Rishon. They're not going to be Mafish Ma'aser Rishon. Because Ma'aser Rishon goes to Shevet Levi. Why should we support Shevet Levi? Because Yorim Mishpatech HaLeyayim. Shevet Levi is supposed to be sitting and learning. So you're forcing me to support a kollel? I don't believe in kollel. He doesn't want to support the kollel. So the Truma Gedolah they didn't want to mess around with, because they knew that Truma Gedolah for Zarit it is Misa B'day Shamayim. So if you have not mafresh Truma Gedolah, they understood that it's Misa B'day Shamayim. So they don't want to fool around with that. The din happens to be that if you're not mafresh Maisa Rishon, it's also Misa B'day Shamayim. If you're not mafresh Maisa Oni, that's a machlekes the Rambam and the Raiva. That's 2 days of Tosfos. If you're not mafresh Maisa Oni. So one opinion in Tosfos and Yevamos, one opinion in Tosfos is that whenever you have tevel, no matter what kind of tevel, either tevel or tovel, you didn't take out Truma Gedolah yet, you didn't take out Maisa Rishon yet, you didn't take out Maisa Oni, it does make a difference. Anything that's tevel is tevel, and it's Misa B'day Shamayim. The other opinion, the Rambam writes, the other opinion corresponds with the Rambam, and the Raiva is not Masik. The Raiva says it's not a bad svar. The Rambam says on the Rambam, he just writes a comment. It's an interesting svar. The Rambam says, if you have tevel atovel the truma gedola, and if a zar would eat truma gedola, there would be misa v'day shemayim. So that makes sense that there's misa v'day shemayim for eating such a tevel. You have tevel atovel the maisa rishon, that from the maisa rishon you take out maisa mina maisa. A maisa mina maisa has the exact same status as truma gedola. So vaita, that's like tevel atovel the maisa rishon. Is also by definition tevel atovel the truma gedola, because from the ma'aser rishon you're going to have to take out ma'aser mina ma'aser, and the pasuk says v'ne'achshel l'ham trumas chem, when the levi gives the trumas ma'aser, that's ma'aser mina ma'aser, that's the equivalent kadogen mina goren v'cham le'a mina yekid. The ma'aser mina ma'aser has the exact same status, the exact same dinim as truma gedola. So that's it. So that the Rambam says it's going to be misa b'day shamayim. Or if a person didn't take out ma'aser sheni, years number 1, 2, and 4 and 5, he didn't take out Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is Kodesh. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So because it's Kodesh, we understand that Tevel is more serious. This is Tevel HaTovel to something that's Kodesh. So Kolzman, you didn't take out the Maisa Sheni, so we understand there's going to be Bisa V'deshman. But Maisa Oni is just a Matnas Anim. It has no Kedushin. You have to give it to the Anim to support them. So the Rambam writes that he thinks that there's no Misa B'day Shamayim over there. The Rabbi writes it's an interesting svar, maybe he's right. The Tosfos has 2 days about that. A little Tosfos in Yevamos. They're just right, they're not sure. So Tosfos is not sure. The Rabbanim are not sure. But the Balabatim knew, the Amei Haaretz, they knew. So the Amei Haaretz, they knew. They knew that Truma Gedolah you don't mess around with. So Tevel HaTovel, the Truma Gedolah, they're not going to fool around. That's Misa B'day Shamayim. But Maisa Rishon, they should support the Kollel, that they should sit and learn. They're not interested in support. So they were always careful to be Mafresh Truma Gedolah, but Maisa Rishon, there was a small percentage of the Amei Haaretz who were Chashudim ala Maisa Rishon. The Gemara says, Rav Amei Haaretz Ma'asen Hen. The overwhelming majority of the Amei Haaretz were Mafresh Maisa Rishon also. But there was a Miut, there was a Miut Hamotzer who were not Mafresh Maisa Rishon. So at a certain period towards the end of the Baisheni, so the Rabbanim made a gzera that you're not allowed to rely on an Amoritz. If the Amoritz is going to sell you fruits or vegetables or tvu or something that you're supposed to be mafresh trumas and maisers from, and he's going to tell you, he's going to tell you that if he's mafresh maisers, so you're not allowed to believe him. The din is achosher al adar v'lo adar v'lo meir. That's a mishnah in Chorvus on Daf Lamed. It says, let's say, if a person keeps kosher himself, person never eats non-kosher, not at home and not when he goes out to eat by someone else. He's always medaktik to eat kosher. So then he's never to tell me that this food is kosher. But if the person himself doesn't keep kosher, let's say he himself is not religious, doesn't keep kosher, but he has a kosher restaurant and he said, this is for the customers who are makbid on kashrus. Very ethical person. He would never tell a lie. He would never fool the other person into doing an avera, which letishi tosu shal a customer is an avera. But the merchant doesn't observe this. He's not a religious person. He doesn't keep the mitzvahs. So even though he's very ethical, he seems to be very honest. So that's a din in the Mishnah. If the person himself doesn't keep kosher, he doesn't have them honest to tell me that this is kosher. Let's say the mikveh lady has to fill up the mikveh and has to make sure that it has a hashoke, that the mikveh is kosher. So if the mikveh lady herself is a religious woman who observes Taras HaMishpacha, then she's believed on the Hechsher HaMikveh, she's believed to say, you have to have a mikveh lady make sure that when the women go in under the mikveh, that all of the hair was submerged under the water. So she herself doesn't observe Taras HaMishpacha, so you can't rely on her that she's going to give us nemanus that the Tahara was good, the mikveh was good, and the tefillah was kosher. You can't rely.
Person though
Neman
to make himself a Rasha, when
we say the person's not Neman to say something bad about himself. That is correct.
If he says he doesn't keep kosher, we'd be technically Neman to say that?
We would not trust him, but we would have to find out on our own, independently, whether he seems to be keeping kosher or not. So if we will come up with such a suspicion that the person is not keeping kosher, so we will not give him that money.
And then there be sort of like a pesha, so a pesha eater, since he's saying that it's himself or something bad, in that case we should dafka believe him?
No, we don't. That's the halacha. You don't see a pesha also here. A chosher al adav, al adonav, al amin. That's the din. If he's chosher in this area, so we can't trust him. He mentioned once that the Jews in Poland used to buy wine from the Jews in Italy. It was many, in Poland, apparently grapes didn't grow, so they didn't make wine. In Italy, they made wine. The Jews in Italy, who used to produce the wine, they themselves used to drink Goyisha wine. So they asked the Shailah of the Ramah, how can we drink their wine? They tell us that this wine that he manufactured was kosher wine. They themselves drink trefa wine. So chosher al adol, al adon av alamina. You don't apply it, echad em misun. So the Ramah has a famous tshuva, that they left, they deleted, there were several different editions of the Chuvas Armas. So in some editions of the Chuvas Armas, they deleted this. The number just skips from number 131 to 135 or something. They just left out a Chuva because they're afraid that it's a very dangerous Chuva. But he doesn't say anything crazy. He just says that Balabatim in Italy talked it into themselves that they have a Heta, Moira Heta. They really don't have a Heta. He says they're not allowed to drink the Goisha wine, but because all the water in Italy is polluted, so they have to drink something. So they drink wine like we drink water, because they have nothing else to drink. So they have, they talked it into themselves that they have a heter, just like we have a heter to eat pas palter. The Gemara said the Tanoi made exera d'rabban, you're not allowed to eat pasakam, bread that was baked by an Andrew, you're not allowed to eat. So what if the bread was baked by a goyish baker, and the baker sells to the public? He sells to everybody. He's not my next door neighbor. It's not a private guy made the bread. If my next door neighbor breaks the bread, so that's the Isra Pas Akum, because we're afraid if we'll eat the Pas Akum or the Bishal Akum, it may lead to intermarriage. But if it's Pas Palter, he bakes bread for the whole community, everybody buys bread, so why should Dafke the Jew fall in love with his daughter? Mustama Nanju will marry his daughter. But that's not enough of a cause. Let's say if the Nochri has a restaurant, and everything that, all the food that he cooks in the restaurant is kosher. And everybody eats in this restaurant, Jews, non-Jews, it's open to the public. So you can say the same story. Why should Dafka, a Jew, fall in love with his daughter? It's not my non-Jew. He's not my next door neighbor. There is no Hiskarbus over. There's no Kirav Adas. He's selling to everybody. So there we don't allow, we don't say that the fact that he's selling to the open to the public, there's no Hiskarbus. We say it's still also. So why is only by Pas Palter? The Palter is the baker who bakes for the whole community. So the Rishonim explain, Al Alechem Yechia Ha'adam. The Pasuk says, Lo Al Alechem Levado Yechia Ha'adam. But still, you see from the Pasuk, Al Alechem Yechia Ha'adam. Years ago, bread was the main part of all of the meals. It was very essential to have bread. So since it was Big Shas Adchak, you have to have bread. So that's why they were makel on Pas Palter, if it was baked by the Palter. So the Ramos says, that's what the Balabatim in Italy talked into themselves. He says, the Cheshben is not correct. But they talked it into themselves that since the water in Italy is all polluted, so they have to, so alayayin yichyahod, and you got to drink, you'll dehydrate. And the water is no good, so they talked it into themselves that they have to drink water, so they have to drink wine. So the wine by them is like pas palta by us. So that's why they hold it, they're not over an avera. So since they hold, they're wrong, he says, they hold they're not over an avera, so that's why it's not a, included in the din of achosher al adavar loy meidai, so we can trust them when they sell us the kosher wine, because if they would live in Poland, they wouldn't be drinking stam yenom. They only think that they have a heter when they're living in Italy. So in several editions of the Tshuva Sarama, they left out that Tshuva because they're afraid that people were going to misread the Tshuva. And that's what some in America, the conservative rabbinate, paskin a long time ago. So Tshuva Sarama, you can drink stam yenom. The Rama says b'feirush, you can drink stam yenom. This was the Chuvas Haramo, yeah. So that's what Demai is all about, yeah.
Why would we say that the dates that were blown off the tree are inedible? Don't we assume that they don't see us that they get mushed up when they hit the ground?
Yeah, they become a little mekukul. So the Gemara wasn't sure, is that enough of a kilkul that you should declare that it should be shahakol? It's certainly not enough that Rabbi Yudah should declare that it's a mink klal, it's such a disaster that you shouldn't say brach at all. That they couldn't fathom at all. But they were able to imagine that maybe the Tanakhama would say that the brach is knocked down to shahakol. Then the Gemara backs out. Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is not talking about those dates. A little bit, it's not as delicious as the dates that you pluck off by hand, but the status for bracha purposes will not change. The Tanakhama will not say shahakol. Rabbi Yudah will not say there's no bracha at all. That's normal. The dates that are knocked down by the wind are normal. And our Mishnah is only talking about this bush leikamra, the dates that were pushed, scorched by the sun. So that's how the Gemara says, Ella, and our Mishnah, kuli amula pli de bush leikamra ninu. And our Mishnah, for sure, it's only, Tanakam is only going to say shakra, Abiyah is going to say zero, no bracha at all. It's only if the peris were really scorched by the sun. And the Machlekes Amaroim is in connection with the Mishnah in Demaida. What does it say? Whenever you buy anything from an Amaretz, so you don't have to be mafrish truma because the Amaretz were never chashudim ala truma, but you always have to be mafrish maaser rishon, maaser sheni, maaser rani, because that they were chashudim not to be mafrish. Unless it's such a thing, unless it's such a fruit or a vegetable, that's not so valuable to the Amaretz. He's not going to have such a hang-up that he's not going to want to give the Shevet Levi, the maaser rishon. Most of the Amei Haaretz were mafrish, all the maasers. They were religious. They weren't so keen about the Talmid HaChachamim. They weren't so keen about learning Torah. Maybe because Talmid HaChachamim mistreated them. Maybe it was Kimayim HaPanim LaPanim. Could be that it was a two-way attitude. They each didn't like each other. So the Mishnah says, HaKala Shebedamai, there are certain fruits and vegetables that we're not choshed that the Amahorets are not going to be mafrish because they're not so valuable to begin with. So big deal, so he'll give away, instead of only giving away the Truma Gedolah, he'll give away the Maaser Rishon with the Maaser Sheni, with the Maaser Rani. He'll give everything away. So the Mishnah lists off one of the things that's called, that's Kalon Shebed Mai, is Novelos Tamro. So the Gemara tries to identify all of these fruits and vegetables, what they are, all the fruits. So then the Gemara says, what is Novelos Tamro? And that context, and that Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mai, so that's a Machlekes Amaroi. Chadam Abush Tikam, Chadam Etam Edizika. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Amaroi. What does it mean? Bishleim Ramanam Abush Lekamra. Then the Gemara says, if it's referring to the dates that are scorched on the tree, they sit on the tree, and the farmer plucks everything off, and he puts it in a basket, and some of them are really spoiled. Some of them don't taste so good. So that's going to be shahako, okay, and that's a din that you're not choshed the am haaretz. It's not such a delicious date. You're not choshed the am haaretz that he's going to be cheap. He won't want to give it away to the shevet levi. It's not so valuable anyway. So he probably will give away the maasers. So the gemara says bishleim alman diyama bush lekam rahanik tani hakala shevet demais vekun hu depata. If it's demai, then you're not choshed the am haaretz. But if a bivadon, but if I have a basket full of bush lekamra, and I know that nobody was mafish trumas and maisis on it, for sure nobody was mafish. The Amoritz tells me I was not mafish trumas and maisis. This is tevel. So if he tells himself this is tevel, so I believe him. So I should. You have to be mafish trumas and maisis with a bracha. When you mafish demai, you mafish without a bracha. When you mafish from vadai tevel, you mafish with a bracha. So if someone's going to sell me, Bush Likam is going to tell me I was not mafish chumas and maisis. So you believe him, and you got to mafish with a bracha. But if you're going to say that in the context of that Mishnah, it's referring to the dates that are knocked down by the wind. So the Mishnah says, it's kalan shebet ma, you're not choshed the amoris that he's not going to be mafish on. Not going to be mafish. But if it be a vadois that he wasn't mafish, let's say he has a whole basket full of dates, and he says that he picked these up, these were all hefket, picked them all up because the wind blew them, someone had a field, and the wind was blowing and it blew all these on the highway, and I stopped my automobile and I picked them all up from the highway and I'm selling it to you. And I tell you I was not mafish trumas and maasers. So it's about doy, it's about I tell. So the Gemara says, no, how can it be? Why is it only potter min admai? Vadon chayev, question mark. If the Amhoritz or if the merchant tells me I was not mafresh trumas and maisis, so the din requires it's tevel, you have to be mafresh. Why? Fekdigmar hefker and dinner. The din is whatever was hefker. Whatever was hefker is potter from trumas and maisis. When does it have to be hefker in order to be potter from trumas and maisis? When does it have to be hefker? So the din is either bishas havo ashlish. When it's Havua Shlish, the Gemara has a discussion. The peiros don't grow in between Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. The peiros start growing before Rosh Hashanah, they grow after Rosh Hashanah. They're not so organized. So how do you determine whether you have to give Maisa Oni or Maisa Sheni? How do you know whether it belongs to the second year, the third year, the fourth year, or the sixth year, the seventh year? How do you know which year it belongs to? You're not allowed to be mafish mishon al chavato, and it's not even chal. Aser tasis kol tvo azaracha yetzei asa b'shana shana. So the Gemara says, ein mafishin mishon al chavato. Then sometimes we know, of course, you can't be mafish mishon al chavato. But 1 year is a ma'aseh sheni year, one year is a ma'aseh rani year. So what is supposed to be mafish? So you have to determine, you have to be kaveh, which year the teres belong to. How do you determine? So if it's tvua, if it's a grain, then it goes basa havashlish. If it's peris or ilan, if the fruits are grown on a tree, so it goes basa chanota. Chanota means also, Tyson says, chanota means approximately havashlish and a peris. When the peris are one third the full size that they're going to grow. And if it's the other kitnius is a basa hashrasha, and yirokas is basa vakita. Each different fruit or vegetable has a thing that's kaveh. So here, if you have fruits that were growing on a tree, and the balabas was mafke, the tree was hefker, either at the time of havashlish b'shas chanote, or any time in between chanote and miruach. So then the din is that it's not chayiv in chumas amaisis, period. It's not chayiv in chumas amaisis. So that's what happened over here. The tree belongs to a balabas. It's growing in his farm, he has a fence up. Then the wind blows off the peiris and they fall on the highway. So whatever, and the balabas knows that the wind always blows. The Gemara says there in Bava Metzia that it's not a yushal amidas. Everybody knows if the wind is blowing, a whole bunch of fruits are going to fall on the highway. So he's mafkir. That's a yush midas. That's not a yushal amidas. So the Gemara asks the kasha, the tamer dezika is the hefkerin. You know, the balabas himself knows that this happens all the time, and he has a mind to be mafkir. What is he going to be such a stickler? It's not going to help him. It's like avud b'menem mikol adam. It's not sure that he can't be mafkirit. Of course, he's going to be a mafkirit. So the Gemara asks the kashiv. Why is it listed off in the Mishnah? Tamri deziko is listed off that it's kalman shebidma, that you can trust the Amoretz when he tells you he was mafkirish trumas and maisris. If it's tamri deziko, even if it's a vaday tevel, he swears on a stack of sifrei Torah that if it's not mafkirish trumas and maisris, the din is that it's pata from trumas and maisris. If it's hefke any time in between the havash lish, the chanote and the miruach, so hefke shit pata. So the Gemara says you're right, mina Torah, that whatever was hefker from the moment of chanote till the time of miruach, the hefke patas from trumas maisis mederaisen, but mederabana mishim arisayin they instituted that it should be chag of maskin and shaso and goyren. If later on the one who takes the tamei dezika makes a whole pile full of them, so then with the rabbanon, it's chayv in shumas ma'aser. Dam Rab Yitzchak Amar Rab Yechon Mishum Rab Lezer Ben Yankif, leket hashikcha v'apeya. That's not necessarily the same thing. Leket shikcha and peya is potter from shumas ma'aseris. Is that because it's hefker? That's the question. Leket shikcha peya is potter from shumas ma'aseris because it's hefker or because it's a new din? So that seems to be a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Bava Kamma. Rashi sounds like he says that leket shikcha peya is hefker, but it's not really hefker. Only aniyim can take it. So Rashi learns it's hefker to the aniyim. It's hefker to the aniyim. Tosfos is masigan Rashi. That's on Chof Chesam and Aleph in Bava Kamma. Rashi writes that leket shikcha peya is potter because it's hefker to the aniyim. Tosfos says there is no such thing. There's machlekes hatanoim b'shamei misil and mishnayis peya. What if someone pay a perik vav mishnah ala b'shamayam hefker l'aniyim havi hefker b'salam and a hefker shiavker l'aniyim v'lashirim kishmita? How do you know there's an institution of hefker b'chlal? When the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, everything, the whole world was hefker. And then people started to grab up areas. So Columbus grabbed America, everyone grabbed something else. Everyone was kind of something that a hefker. So how do you know? So originally everything, the whole world was hefker. He gave it up for grabs. Whoever wants kol hakodim zocher. So someone was zocher already. So everything belongs. The whole world belongs to somebody already. I didn't know that after acquiring ownership, I can declare harei ze hefker and give up the ownership and revert back to the state that it was in at the time of sheshes mei bereishis kodim she, or before all human beings grabbed everything up. Maybe there is no such thing. Maybe there's no way to return back to that pristine state, that beautiful state of a quiet world that everything is hefker. Maybe once man acquired ownership, the whole world is mekulkan. There's no chazara. So the answer is no. It's based on a pasuk. It says hashviyas tishmenten on a tashta. The pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. So what it means is that the perish shviyas either should be declared as hefker or are automatically hefker. That's a famous machlok. Rabbi Yosef Kara says the farmer has a mitzvah to declare his peres shvi'is as hefker, and the Mabit says no, the peres shvi'is are automatically hefker. It's usually assumed like Rabbi Yosef Kara, that it's a mitzvah on the farmer to declare the peres as hefker. Kol zman he doesn't declare as hefker, it's not yet hefker. So the pasuk says kefal lashon hashvi'is tish meteno, you should declare it as hefker unetashto. What does the kefal lashon imply? So that's a machlekes satanaim, whether we assume dibur Torah k'lishon bin adam or lo dibur Torah k'lishon bin adam. When you have lashonas tefulim, does it necessarily mean anything or no? It's just a way of speaking. So we assume a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Mishma. We assume like Rabbi Akiva, lo dibur Torah k'lishon bin adam. Whenever you have lashonas tefulim, hakim tokim or hanik tanik or pasach tiftach. Whenever you have a kefal lashon. So we always darshan that it comes to teach something extra. So here it says, Vashvis tishmenteno unetashto yeshlach. So the Yerushalmi says, this is the mocker for the institution of Hefka. Yeshlach netisha acheres sheikazu. There's another situation where things can become Hefka, namely, not in shnasa shmita when the farmer in Eretzel is mafka. Anyone who owns a house in America, he owns a jacket, he wants to throw it out in the garbage, he wants to declare it as hefker. So you can make anything you want hefker. Shvi'is tishmeten on a tashta. So Beis Hillel, whose sheet that we accept, Beis Hillel says, but since it's learned after that pasuk tishmeten on a tashta, so that's called the ekesh, so the din of hefker, kol hashana kula, or all the 6 years the din of hefker, is only if it's dumi the hefker of shvi'is. Just like by shvi'is, you have to be mafke la'aniyim v'la'ashirim, you can't just be mafke to some people. Then you still own, you're still retaining partial ownership over the perish viz. The mitzvah is tishmentana, you should be mafkarit mikobako. So to unetashto, when you mafka anything, not in conjunction with the perish viz. Anytime you mafka anything, has to be hefka lani and vilashir. So Tosis is masik and Rashi. How can Rashi say the lekin shikhepeya is potem from chumas and maestris because it's hefka? How can you say it's hefker? It's only aniyim can take it. Ashirim can't take it. And the din is like Basilit. There's no such thing as hefker aniyim v'lo ashirim. So Rashi apparently thinks there's no such thing as hefker aniyim v'lo ashirim if you're mafkerit. But if it's leket shikrapeh, the Torah declares that it's hefker. The Torah declares that it's hefker aniyim v'lo ashirim. What's the kasha? That's what Rashi assumes. And Tosfos says, no. It's not that leket shikrapeh is hefker aniyim, that only aniyim have a right. Either it belongs to Shevet Aniyim, once it becomes Lekhet Shikrapeh, it belongs to the whole, like Truma belongs to Shevet Kehuna. So maybe we should say that Lekhet Shikrapeh belongs to Shevet Aniyim. Or maybe we should say there is no such thing as Shevet Aniyim. That's a question in the Ksois. Is there such a concept? There's a Shevet Kehuna, and there's a Shevet Leviyah, that we say that when you mafresh Truma, the Truma already belongs. Truma doesn't belong to the farmer, the Truma already belongs to the Shevet Kehuna. But the farmer has a tovus hanoah, he has a right to pick which kind he wants to give it to. And the Ma'aser Rishon belongs to the Shevet Leviyim, and the farmer has a right to pick which Levi he wants to give it to. So that's the shaila. When leket shikra peah occurs, a peah he designates peah. Leket and shikra happens by itself, peridololos happens by itself, and all the matan saniyim happen, or he's kurishem peah. Does it belong to the Shevet Aniyim? Or do you say there is no such thing as Shevet Aniyim? Shevet Kuna, Shevet Leviyim, maybe there is. Shevet Aniyim is no Shevet Leviyim. It belongs to the Balabas, and the Aniyim have a right to take it. But Tosfos thinks that it's not at all the way Rashi describes it. Rashi thinks that Lekhet Shikrapeya, the Torah declares as Hefker Legabi the Aniyim and not Legabi the Hashem. Tosfos says there is no such thing. It can't be Hefker L'Aniyim V'lo L'Hashem. Not only can a person not make Hefker Midas L'Aniyim V'lo L'Hashem, even the Torah is not going to declare that it's Hefker L'Aniyim V'lo L'Hashem. So Tosfos has a different reason why Lekhet Shikrapeya is Potter. Tosfos says, where did you get the idea in the first place that Hefker is Pata from Chumas and Maises? So the idea is based on a pasuk that says that you should give Truma Gedolah to the Kohen and Maaser Rishon to the Levi, because when Yeshua Ben Nun divided the land amongst all of the Shvatim, he never gave anything to the Kohanim and to Levim. They got the Memches Ari Halvim, the city over here, the city over there, with a little bit of area surrounding the city, but not really enough to make a living. They didn't get proportionately, they didn't get the same as all the other Yud Bei Shvatim. So the pasuk says you have to give them Truma Gedolah, Ma'aser Rishon, Kein L'Chelek V'Nachal Imach. So the Gemara says, so the Sifrei says on that pasuk, Kein L'Chelek V'Nachal Imach, Yotza Zeh, if the thing was Hefker, Sheyesh L'Chelek V'Nachal Imach. if someone is matkes on peiros, so it's up for grabs to the public. Whoever wants can be kolak oidim zacha. So the Kohanim and the Levim could have taken it also in a hefka. So since in such a case you can't really say that it's not fair, we have to give Shumas and Mises to the Kohanim to Levim, Kehen Lechel Nachlim, because it does not. He could have taken this, if, could have taken the whole thing if he wanted to. He can't take the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So the rest of Eretz Yisrael that the other Shvatim have, and Shevet Levi, and Shevet, and the Kohanim don't have, so we have to be fair. So we have to give him Shumas and Mises. But as far as Hefker Peres, if they wanted to, they could have been Zechem and a Hefker. Or even if they're not Hefker, if there would have been Lek and Shikha Peya, so some of the Kohanim and Levim could have taken. Those who qualify, whoever is a Noni, whoever doesn't have Masayim Zuz in his bank account is considered a Noni, so he's permitted to take Lekat Shikha Peya. So that's the Drosha and the Sifrei excludes both Hefker and Lekat Shikha Peya from being Chayv in Shumas and Mises. It's not necessary because Lekat Shikha Peya. Rashi understood that every Lekat Shikha Peya, Peret and all of us, is Hefker. It's a Hefker Laniyim. And Taisa says, no, it's not Hefker. It belongs to the Balabas, it belongs to the Shevet Anim, whichever it is. It belongs to the Balabas, it's a mitzvah that he should let the Anim take it. But it's similar to Hefker in the sense, you can't say, Eilechel v'nach le'imach. Just like by Hefker, the Kohanim and Levim could have been the one who would have been a Kol HaKodim Zacha. So, Lekat Shikha Peya, the Anim amongst the Kohanim and Levim could have taken it. So you can't say that you mechayev to give Chumas and Maisa because Eilechel v'nach le'imach. They could have grabbed it. So bottom line, the halacha says that lekat shikha peya is not chayv in shumas and maisis. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on the details, on the nature of the din. Rashi says because lekat shikha peya peret ololos is hefker laniyim. And Tosfos says there is no such thing. We pass like this hill. There's no such thing as hefker laniyim. It's the same posik, the same rationale. One is only obligated to be mafish shumas and maisis and to give the matanis because geim lechelik v'nach le'imach. Yotza zeh, yotza both to the exclusion of Hefka and to the exclusion of all the matnas anim. Sheyesh lechelik v'nach le'imach. The Kohanim and Levim could have had a chelik in this. If they would have been poor, they would have had a chelik. So the din is that it's potter. Min ha'tor it's potter. But he has a din in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yankev. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yechem. Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yankev means that he didn't hear it directly from Rabbi Elazar ben Yankev. There was a generation gap over here. Rashi writes a few times in Shas. Whenever it says Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he heard directly, but then when it says Mishum Rav Lezer Meyankev, Rav Yochanan was not a student of Rav Lezer Meyankev. He didn't hear it directly. He was generations before. I heard it over the name of Rav Lezer Meyankev. So what's the din aleket v'ashikha v'apeya, which are not chayv in Torah in Shumas and Maisis, but nonetheless if Hason Gorer, if he makes a big pile full of it, so then the Rabbanim Mishum Arisayin Hukvu L'Maisa, it's chayv in Shumas and Maisis mid the Rabbanim. So that's what the din is over here. That the Mishnah says in Demai, a kalan shebe Demai is novelos tamar. So what does novelos tamar mean? So one interpretation in the Gemara is this tamar dezika. I tamar dezika is the hefker. So why is it only potter from Demai? It's potter even from Vadai Tevel. Even if the Amoritz tells me I was not mafish shumas and maisis, it's also potter from shumas and maisis. It doesn't have a din of Tevel. Because it's Hefker. When you get to Chumas and Maisis, if it's Hefker, any time in between the Chanote and the Meruach. In between Chanote and Meruach, so it's Potter from Chumas and Maisis. Over here, Tamar Dezika was Hefker, because it's a Yush Midas, the Gemara says. It's not a Yushalam Midas. Everybody knows that when the wind is blowing, some of the pear is going to get knocked off on the highway. So the Gemara says, you're right, Menatar is Taka Potter. But with the Rabbanon, it's Chayef. And if it's Demai, if an Amoritz is selling me the stuff, and he says he was Mafrish, so you can accept it, you can take his word for it. Because he's not going to cheat on Tamar Dezika. It's not such a chashuv thing, it's not so valuable to begin with, if you want to cheat. Okay. Then the Gemara is left with a kasha that they don't have a teretz for. They say kasha. We assume kasha is not the same as the yufta. The yufta means upgefret. That you're wrong. And kasha means it's a good kasha, it's a good teretz. So the Gemara has now the following kasha, the top line in Emal. Shleim alamal ni amatami dezika hanad hocha korolei novelos doma hasan korolei novelos tamra. Here in our Mishnah it's called novelos. In novelos in our Mishnah the Gemara said that the Tanakhama says that it's shahakol and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's knocked down no brach at all. That's not going to, it doesn't make sense on tami dezika. Knocked down by the wind, shouldn't say brach at all. Such a min kolola. It doesn't even make sense. Tanakam should say Shehakol. The Gemara is not so happy with that. So in our Mishnah, for sure, it means Bushle Kumra. Means those pears that were scorched by the sun, they were spoiled. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's a min klala, no brocha. Tanakama says that it's shahakal, any food that's spoiled. So Bishleima, if you say in our Mishnah, the word novelis is used and it refers to tamri, what is it, Bushle Kumra. And the word that appears in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Ma'ah, is novelos tamra. So that's tamri dezika, that's thrown by the wind. So we use two different expressions in the Mishnah, so it's talking about two different pears. El Elamandi Omar, Bushle Kamra, they're both Bushle Kamra, both in our Mishnah, and the Mishnah in the Ma'ai, it's the same pre. So Edivi Edi, so listening, Edivi Edi, Novelist Tamra, Edivi Edi, Novelist Tamra. Why does it change the terminology? Here it's called Novelist, there it's called Novelist Tamra. Gemara says it's a good kash. It's not a Tiyufta. Sure, sometimes the Mishnah refers to the same thing, with the two different expressions. It's not such a murderous kash, not insurmountable kash. But it's a or, so that's what the Gemara says. It's a kash, it's not a tiyuf. Okay. What was the last line in the Mishnah? Was Machlek Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. What Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're eating two different fruits, one is from the Shemis Aminim and the other one is not, so you should say the bracha on the one Shemis Shemis Aminim. The part of the other one, the Chachamim say no, the Hida Mitzvah, we explained already, it's a Hida Mitzvah. We always say, you try to do Zekele Van Ve, you try to have a Hida Mitzvah and the Chef Tushal Mitzvah. So when one recites a Bichas Hanenen, so the first bit of food that the Bracha is Chalan, that's called a Chef Tushal Mitzvah, that's what enables you to recite a Bracha. So it's a Chef Tushal Mitzvah vis-a-vis the Mitzvah of Bichas Hanenen. So we want to have a Hida Mitzvah. So which way would constitute a Hida Mitzvah? So whereas Rabbi Yehuda says the Hida Mitzvah is you should say the bracha over the min shiva, as opposed to the non-min shiva, say the bracha ha'etz, over the grapes, as opposed to the apple, the Chacham would say, no, if you enjoy apples and you don't really enjoy grapes that much, so that's the min chavim, so that's the Hida Mitzvah, that the bracha should be recited over the min chavim. So that's what Ula says. Amar Ula, machlekes b'shev b'chasem shavas, Rabbi Yehuda sabi min shiva odiv, Rabbanan savri min chavim odiv. Machlokes is they both agree you want to make Hidur Mitzvah. Machlokes is, and they both agree that Min Shiva is a Maila. They both agree that Chaviv is a Maila. They argue, what if it's Chaviv pitted against Min Shiva? So which one is Adif? So whereas your beauty self, Min Shiva is Adif, that takes, Kedima takes precedence. Rabbanah hold that Min Chaviv is Adif, that takes precedence. Abu B'Shem B'Chasem Shabbos, if one is Haitz, one is Adama. It's not a Shaila of one part doing that. They're going to have to say two different brochas. So then the Gemara says, no one's going to say, Dibur Hakam B'Baruch HaZeh B'Chazim B'Baruch HaZeh. So Rashi adds on, Rashi in Tosfos quotes the Rashi. No one's going to say that the Mishnah and Daf Mem should apply. The Mishnah says, Amem Amr Aleph, the B'diyevet, if he said, Bari Pri Hadoma, on fruits that grow on a tree, so you would be Yotze. So we'll say over here, the fellow's eating potatoes, and he's eating a potato and an apple. And he enjoys potatoes, more than apples. So he's going to say Bar Pi Adama on the potato and that should cover the apple. But the evidence, if he made a mistake and said Bar Pi Adama on an apple, the Mishnah says he yaitse. That's how we pass him that he yaitse. But that's only Rashi says if you have an apple, he said Bar Pi Adama. But if you're eating potatoes first and then you're going to eat the apple second, so he said Bar Pi Adama died to the potato. So that's not going to cover the apple. That's where Rashi writes. That Mishnah, Bafa Gav Tisnanda, Men, Birch, Alperis, Ilan, Bar Pi Adama, is yaitse. Han Mili, Bechad Mina. He's only eating the apple. Bito, birach ala, bar pi adam. Aval tznon v'zayis, birach ala tznon. If he said bar pi adam on the radish, lo nishna ha'zayis. That's a... Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. Ein b'chasem shav, is different hakol, everybody agrees, you have to say two distinct brachas. You have to say v'adamah, then you have to say bar pi adam. So which bracha should you say first? Which bracha should you say first? So we already had Tesis quotes the Halachas Gedoilas, the last eight lines in the top Tesis they quote. Mashikasa Halachas Gedoilas is the Bar Pihetz Tag Dim the Bar Prihu Adama, why Dim Bur Eres, based on the Gemara earlier on, Lamed Tesis and Aleph. The Gemara said, if you have duck and you have vegetables, and the vegetables of Adama and the duck is Shakal, so even though the duck is Chaviv, he hasn't had duck in 30 years, it's an expensive delicacy. The vegetables he eats all the time. It's boring. So the Gemara says, still, you say the Bar Pi Adama before the Shahak on the Yimadvar, because Bar Pi Adama is a Brocha Yosem before Edvis. So that's what leads the halachas gedolus to say that the same is true. If you have two peiris, one is a ha'etz, one is a adamah. So ha'etz is more mevor eris than bar pi adamah. So the one that's more mevor eris is the one that's more chashuva. So Tosfos says, but the bahag is against the Gemara. The Gemara here says mevor chalzeh v'chaz mevor chalzeh. The Gemara doesn't say you have to. The Gemara is saying ein b'chaseim shava. If one is ha'etz, one is adamah. So it says, the Gemara doesn't say that you say the ha'etz before the adamah. Gemara says mevor chalzeh mem she'ir. It means that the chaviv is adif. Even Rabbi Yudah says that the min shiva takes precedence. That's only pirchasem shavais. Should I say who eats on the grapes the pot of the apple, or should I say who eats on the apple the pot of the grapes? So Rabbi Yudah says the min shiva is adif in the hida mitzvah. Which one is going to pot the which? But as far as saying two different brachas, then Rabbi Yudah will also agree. Eisa sheyirtze yagdim, the one that he is chaviv, he should say the bracha na chaviv first. So how can the bala lochas gedolus come up with such an einfall that you have to say bar pri ha'et before the bar pri ha'adam because it's momel for retes? One could argue with the Bahag and say that Gemara Lamites and Aleph only goes if you have ha'adama as opposed to shahakol. So shahakol is not mevurar at all, and ha'adama is a bracha meforetes. So the bracha meforetes precedes the bracha klolus. But to say ha'et before ha'adama, so that's what Taisa is not the same. The lochashiv bar pri Taisa says they're not so convinced. They're not 100% convinced that the Bahag is right. So Tosfos says before they quote the Bahag, Yishlomad Adachashib Barpei, it's called Kachman Barpei Adam, Kmosh Chashib Barpei Adam and Shahakal. Barpei Adam versus Shahakal, that's the Gemara Lamites. This is a bracha mefuretis, that's a bracha klavus. But Barpei hates is more mefurat than Barpei Adam. No, big deal. It's not that much mefurat. One could deal with the Bahag. But the Bahag says like that. So how can the Bahag say it's against the Gemara? So Tosfos says at this point in the Gemara, for sure it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Mevarach al zeh v'chayz Mevarach al zeh, and it says Aleza sheyirtze. Sounds like that the Chaviv comes first, not like the Bahag that the Bar Pi Ha'etz comes first. But it says once you get to the Maskana that there are others who disagree with Ula, and they say even B'shem B'chasem Shabbos is still a Machlekes, so then it's shaykh to hold like the Bahag. But at this point, the Bahag is against the Gemara. That's what Tosfos points out. So what the Bahag said is only nitan lehayom, and once you go another 30 lines in the daf. But at this point, Bahag here is against the Gemara. Later, shach to say like the Bahag. So what is Ula? Ula claims the only time there's machleik zabir in the Rabbanon, where the Chaviv takes precedence, or min shiva takes precedence, is if the two are pitted against each other. You want to know, should I say ha'etz on the apple to pata the apple and the grapes, or should I say ha'etz on the grapes to pata the grapes and the apple? Because I personally enjoy apples better than grapes, but the grapes are from the shiva's aminim. So that's the machlag sabir on the rabban. But if one is ha'etz, one is ha'adama, and bein kavagah, you're going to have to say two brothers. Rashi and Tosfos say that Mishnah that says that if you said ha'adama on grapes, but that's if you only have grapes and you said hadama by mistake. But to say hadama on a vegetable, and to say that hadama, since hadama can cover, he says hadama on the vegetable soup, and then they serve vegetable salad later in the meal. So he doesn't have to say another hadama. He already said hadama earlier. But then they're going to serve fruits later on. So you don't say, well, b'diyevet, hadama is good for fruits, so it covers the fruit. No! Hadama goes on whatever the bracha is supposed to be, hadama doesn't. That's a deal in an achrayin. What if the fella has, he's going to start off with grapes. He's going to start off the meal with grapes. And then he's going to have, there's a bowl of vegetable soup in front of him. So he says, bar pri hadama, on the grapes. So, b'diyevet yeyot said bar pri hadama. But over here, when he says bar pri hadama, he has in mind that it should cover all the bar pri hadamas in the meal. So maybe I should say he should be dafkin, not eat the grapes first. Maybe bar pri hadama only covers grapes, if that's all he has. That's the way Rashi writes over here. Hanimili b'chad mina v'toa biruchalav bar pi adam. If he only has one min, he only has grapes, and he says bar pi adam, so you don't want it to be a brachal matola. So you say b'diyevet is yotz. But here he says bar pi adam on the grapes. It's going to cover everything, and then someone brings to his attention, wait a minute, you made a mistake. Let the bar pi adam go on the vegetable soup and save the grapes till later and say bar pi hoitz. So that's a deal. That's the shagasari has a machlekes with other achrayin. What are you supposed to do in such a case? That's the shaila. How do you read the Rashi here? That if he said, Birach al Peris, Avilam, Barpi, Adam, Yotza, Hanamila, Bechad, Mina, Vito, So it sounds from Rashi a little bit, we only say b'di'evet yoyotze to save, to salvage the bracha that it shouldn't be declared as a bracha levatol. But if you can save the bracha that it shouldn't be a bracha levatol, so let the hadama go on the other vegetables. You plan to eat other things. So let it go on the other things. So that's a whole discussion. So again, so Ula claims the only time it's machlekes Abinu Rabbanan is when the bracha is berhira it's on both. One is chavif and one is min shiva, so that's machlekes which takes precedence for the hidur mitzvah. Avol b'shem b'chasem shabbos d'rakam avarach al zeh b'chazem avarach al zeh. Mistama, what does it mean? In which order? So that's what Rashi and Tosfos say. Mistama Rabbi Yehuda will agree to the Rabbanan that the chavif takes precedence. The chaviv should come first, but that's a din of kedima. That's not a din of either mitzvah. That's already a rule of kedima, like tara b'sheinu tara, which you're interested in performing two mitzvahs, A and B. So should you do A and achakach B, or should you do B v'achakach A? So the rules and regulations, tara b'sheinu tara, mikudish v'ainu mikudish. Over here, this is one of the rules that if you have two foods to eat, and one is chaviv, so you should, and each one has its own bracha. So the birchas hanena should be recited in such an order. First say over the chaviv, then say over the non-chaviv.
When we say that the kudama in prusa shachita mul shalom shaser, we said because of akne mekra of chita. So the kosher can, if it's two, one is shiva samin, one's not. The kosher can will say that one from shiva samin is before the one of
right. Shiva samin. Right. That's what the Gemara is going to bring up later on the yamut. That's the question. Is there such a din? Later on this summer, the Gemara is going to quote. Is there really such a din? Kol ha-mukdam b'pasukazem mukdam lebracha. Is there such a din? So if you open that din, then you should say the min shiva should take precedence. Even if ain't b'chasem shavas, Rabbi Yehuda will say the min shiva takes precedence. But at this point, the Gemara didn't open that idea yet. That's introduced 10 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara quotes that. That when you're eating different things, you should first say the bracha over the min shiva and the whole system, which one of the min shiva, right? That's involved in the machlekes. So then the more frek takasha meisvei, what do you tell me? That whenever one is so adama, one is so eitz, then there's no machlekes abyun in the rabbanon. The machlekes only is they're both eitz, and I want to say, should I say the brach on the apple to pata the grapes, because I enjoy apples better, or should I say the brach on the eitz, on the grapes, the part of the apples, because the grapes are in Shiva Samin. But if you have one is Adam and one is Ha'etz, then for sure you say two different brachas. You don't say one bracha. You don't make it into B'dievet. You don't say Ha'adam at the part of Fregma, but there's a brisa that goes. It says one is Ha'etz, one is Ha'adam. One is a radish, one is an olive. So radish is Ha'adam, and olive is a Ha'etz. It says you say Ha'adam, you don't say a bracha bar pi Ha'etz. So the fair is not so. Fregma kasha meisvi, it says in the brisa, oil of fun, it's known. The Zayas, the guy's interested in eating a radish and an olive. So it says, let him say ha'adam on the radish, and he doesn't say ha'etz on the olive. It's beferish against what he said before. You see that the Mishnah b'di'evet if said ha'adam on the bar pri ha'etz. Ha'etz even applies in such a case. When I have a ha'adam and a ha'etz, I say if I enjoy radishes more than I enjoy olives, I should say ha'adam on the radish and it'll pata the ha'etz. In Gansen against what Ula said. So the Gemara says, no, Hachmaskin and Shatz no Nika. No, that Brisa that says, you say Hu'adom and you don't say Ha'etz on the olives, that's talking about a case where you have a Nikim and a Tov. Fegmar Kasha, how can it be? It's talking about a case when you have a Nikim and a Tov. So what Shaykh Tavah Machlag Zabud in the Rabbana? Rabbuda says, what Mavarach al Hazayis, Shahazayis Mimin Shiva. But if the Tanakam is talking about a case where the Zayis is a Tovel, so Rabbi Yehuda denies that din. L'chilesli Rabbi Yehuda Hodestan, he doesn't hold from that din. From later, daf medal kol shvika v'im et tveilam baruch alik v'petas at tveilam. He doesn't subscribe to that din. V'chitem hachanami, maybe Yitaka doesn't hold from that din. Mar says, nah, it can't be. V'chitem hachanami d'leisle, maybe Rabbi Yehuda denies that din. V'hatanya, no, Rabbi Yehuda says b'feirish. Rabbi Yehuda, imach mas hatznan bo'azai, z'mavaruch alasan potas hazai. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees. If it's an ikra and a tofel, even if there are eights, is a tuffle to the Ha'adama, tuffle is tuffle, you don't say a bracha at all. So you can't say that the whole Mishnah is talking about a case when it's an ikar and a tuffle. You'd also subscribe to that. Ela zog di gemara, no, it must be a different story over here. Liyolam itznon ikir askino. If the tznon is an ikir, then you don't say bracha at all on the zayas. I, what's the machlokes of Rabbi Rabbanan? The chikligi Rabbi Rabbanan. No, so I create the pligi. The chesamach of Rabbanan. The way we learned all along. Hoyle upon him, tznon bizayas. Mevarach al tznon poteres hazayas. Men v'amamur if it's an ikir and a tofel. But if it's not Iker, but if it's not Iker and Tofel, I call everybody agrees, Mevarach HaZeh v'chaz Mevarach HaZeh, two different brachas. What do you mean Mevarach HaZeh? The Tais says probably means you say the bracha on the Chaviv, on the Minat's Chaviv, and if it'll be Shnei Minim B'Yalma Shibuch HaSem Shabbos, and if they're both Bari Prihuites, but one is from the Min Shiva, one is the Chaviv, then it's Machlaik Sabir Rabban. That's what we said all along. So this is the first version. This is Omar Ula. Starting from the fifth line on the top till now, that's Ula's position. That the only time you have a machlek sabina the Rabbanon is if he's eating apples and grapes, and he enjoys apples better. He personally enjoys apples better than grapes, but the grapes are from the Shiva Saminim. So which way would you accomplish heder mitzvah? Is it a bigger heder to say the bracha, the chefter shalom mitzvah of the bracha should be the min shiva, the chefter shalom mitzvah should be the one that the min that's called? But if you would have a case of Iker and Tofel, everyone would agree there's a din of Iker and Tofel. And if you have one is Oetz, one is Adom, you're not supposed to say nothing is Tofel to anything. You're not supposed to say Adom alechatchila to pata the Oetz. That's ridiculous. How about you say two distinct brachas? Yeah. And Machloek Zabir Rabbanon is, we know the Machloek is. If you want to have the Bichasem Shavas, and you want to have the Hida Mitzvah, so which way is more Mahuda? Yeah. Then Gemara says, and this interpretation that Ula gave to the Machloek is Satanoim, is a machlekes. Other Amoraim are involved also. Half of the Amoraim agree with Ula, half of them disagree. Pligibo, Rabbami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafta. Chadam machlekes, Bishibach, same Shavas, that's the same as Ula said. The only time there's machlekes is when it's an apple and a grape, and it's both perpiates. Rabbi Yitzchak, Min Shibar, Banasam, Chavar, we know already. Alu Bishem, Bach, same Shavas, Divakum, Rachazem, Chazem, Rachazem, we know. That's the same as Ula. So one of the Gemara doesn't identify which one, whether, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rabbami, one of them said the same as Ula. The Chadom, and the other one says, no, Af B'Shem B'Chasem Shabbos, is also a Machlokes. So Gemara says, what's the Machlokes? Ein B'Chasem Shabbos, what's the Machlokes? Of course, you have to say two different brachas. So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? B'Shlem, Madam B'Chasem Shabbos, Machlokes. You understand Shaper? Machlokes is, and he the mitzvah. Should I say the bracha on the Chaviv or on the Min Shiva? Ela Madam, Ein B'Chasem Shabbos, Pligi, the my Pligi, what are they fighting about? So Gemara says, La Hagdim. Gemara discovers America. La Hagdim. We know there are rules and regulations of La Hagdim. That's Perikol HaTodir, when you want to perform two mitzvahs. Right? That's what the Mefarshim write in the Mishnah is. Let's say you're eating a meal, you're not washing, you're not going to say Hamoitzim. So the first thing they're going to serve in the meal is going to be a fruit cup. It's going to be, I don't know, Adoma. It's going to have pineapples. Bananas, then at the end of the meal there's going to be a ha'etz as a dessert. Then in the middle is going to be some spaghetti on the platter. So the spaghetti is going to say bar minim zen. So the spaghetti should really go first, because that's eretz chita sarug gefen etenim. The chita is the wheat comes first. Yeah, but nobody starts the meal with spaghetti. Your mother will not be happy. Or your wife will not be happy. You want to have the spaghetti in the beginning. She wants to serve in order. In order to her means the food cup comes first. So that's what the Mefarshim write on this Mishnah, that the only time you say there are rules and regulations, I'm interested in performing mitzvahs A and B, should I do first A and then B, should I do B and then A, that's only Bamed Bamamurim. If there's no Seder, I can do A, B, or B, A, it doesn't make a difference. But we gave a mashal. It's not time to daven Maariv yet, we don't have a minyan yet. We don't need a minyan to say Kiddush Levana, so normally we say Kiddush Levana after Maariv. Kiddush Levana is once a month, the Maariv is every night. But if there's no minyan, so there's nothing to discuss about davening Maariv, it's just what to discuss. There are four people, so you want to say Kiddush Levana, you want to say Shalom Aleichem to three people. So four people, so it's time to say Kiddush Levana. So then the rule of Torah B'Shein Torah doesn't apply. So here also, this rule that the Min Shiva comes first, that the Chaviv comes first, the rules only apply if everything is on the table and you can eat whatever order you want. But if it's self-understood that there's a specific order, that first you have the fruit cup, you don't ask them, please bring out the spaghetti first. That's the main course. That's going to be later on. So then there's no Seder Kedima. All Seder Kedima goes, if everything is There's nothing unusual about being makdim one to the other. So then you have rules and regulations. What's the say? So that's what Gemara says. Eleman the Yama Beim Bechasem Shabbos Pligi. My Pligi. What is it? This is Gemara Mahakdim. It's also a concept to be makdim one bracha to the other. Because the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Vehem Rabbi Yosef, the Amar Rabbi Yosef, Vehem Rabbi Yitzchak, what? There is an Indian called a Mukdam Apostle, a Mukdam Lebracha Shenemar, yeah. Then the Gemara explains on Amit Beis, the Gemara with the top, with the Tyson, Zesheni La'oretz. Tyson says, this is Bodin Shulchanach, what's the Seder? First comes Chita, Eretz Chita, then comes Eretz Zeis Shemen, first Chita, then Zayis, then Seora, then Tmarim. Because Chita is next to Eretz Kama, and Eretz Zeis Shemen, Zayis, is next to Eretz Basra. So Chita precedes Zayis, which in turn precedes Seora, because that's Sheni L'Eretz Kama, and that in turn precedes Tmarim, that's Sheni L'Eretz Basra. And then after those four, Chita, Zayis, Seora, Tmarim, then comes Gefen, Teinor, Bimo. That's the order. That's how the Gemara says. Not only if you're reading Peres that grew in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're reading these things grow in Chutz La'aretz, the Chitim and the Sarim and the Teinim have a Hashivas because they're closer, because they're mentioned closer to the name of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't even grow in Eretz Yisrael. All over the world, that's the Seder Kedima, because it's closer in the Pasuk to the word of Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe how could the Zohar be there as a sign of Hashivas? Doesn't the Mishnah so say the Zohar is Michael Behemoth?
Yeah. That's a Chashiv and Michael Behem. Okay. The Behem is Levan. Okay. I don't know. I mean, why should it be more Chashiv than the other thing with which I'm Michael Adam?
It should be left out entirely.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's Chayv and Shumas and Isis Menatar. So you see that it's Michael Adam. If it's only Michael Behem, then it's not Chayv. That it's not Chayv and Shumas and Isis. Bali. Jews, people eat Bali.
So why does the Mishnah and Sota?
Human beings prefer to eat wheat as opposed to barley. But we eat the barley and we mix barley into the chalak. Every Jew eats chalak. No, no.
Does the fact that it's brought them to Be'ah show that it has hashivas? Just for the fact that there's a carbon sower.
Okay.
The whole thing is a contradiction, a sub-contradict, have a carbon sower.
It's not preferred. For Michael Adam, people usually prefer chita. But we do eat Sarim also. So the first mandama says what? Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, they say that Kol HaMukdem Apasav Mukdem Lebrach. And then the Gemara says the Pligid the Rav Chanan. This position of Rabbi Yitzchak, that there's a Seder Kedimus here, this is in disagreement with the following Amara. He says Kol HaPasav Gazel L'Shiurim Nema. That everything mentioned, all the Shivas Amini mentioned in the Pasuk, is not so much to tell you the order, how you should. Wait a minute, the Pasuk is telling me the order how to say the brachas. All Birchas HaNemim is only the Rachman. It's a strange Gemara. So the Gemara says, he makes one Asmachta, he makes a different Asmachta. The Gemara is going to say, this is also an Asmachta. Everything is an Asmachta over here. So the other one says, no, Pliga the Rachman, he says that this Asmachta goes on a different thing. Kala Pasuk HaZakulo the Shurim Nema. That what? Chito, Soro, Gefen, and Tehim. The Gemara is going to go through each and everything. This famous brisa that appears at the beginning of Erev, the beginning of Sukkah, the exact same brisa. So the Gemara quotes this whole spiel. That each one of the seven minim is mentioned in the Torah to tell you the significance of Eretz Yisrael. That all the fruits and vegetables that grow in Eretz Yisrael have halachic significance. That we establish dinim based on the size of the fruit and the vegetable. Yeah, so what's over here? Chita? That what's the din? It says, Habal Abayis Yitmo. Rashi quotes, "Abol abayis yitmar ha'arev." Then it says, "Hashechem abayis yichabeis as b'god." So you see, "Abol abayis" is not yichabeis as b'god. Yichabeis does mean he should wash out his clothes. It means he should be toivel in the mikveh. So you only have to be toivel the begodim in the mikveh that you're wearing if he ate babayis. He really has to eat babayis. So the Talmudim say no. As long as he was shoyed babayis hamenuga long enough kidei achilas pras. Long enough to eat a pras. What is a pras? A pras of machlek zahatan, whether three beitzim or four beitzim. Pras means half of the big loaf that the Muslim shtei sudas, and that's a Mishnah in Erevin. What's the significance of Muslim shtei sudas? That's for Erevei Tchumen. In order to be allowed to go chutz l'tchum, so you leave in Erevei Tchumen. So how much do you have to leave? See, if you're leaving pickles, you have to leave how many pickles would a normal person eat in two meals? If you're eating gefilte fish, how much gefilte fish would a normal person eat in two meals? He never eats. He only eats gefilte fish on one meal on Shabbat. Doesn't matter. How much would he normally eat in one meal times two? How much bread would he normally eat in two meals? How much bread does a normal person eat in two meals on Shabbos? So that's machlekes hatanaim, whether eight beitzim or six beitzim. That the machlekes is how much bread does a normal person eat in one meal on Shabbos? Three beitzim or four beitzim? So that's machlekes lahalocha, how to paskin. And that machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah in Erev and in the Peis. So that's a machlekes harishayim, how to paskin the Shulchan Aruch. The pras is mazon of three beitzim or four beitzim. Now different foods, depending on how dry they are, can be swallowed faster than other foods. So if you're going to eat paschitim, so Rashi says paschitim, one can swallow much faster than pasor. Pasorim is drier. That is Rashi right. Paschitim, Rashi writes, nachelas maher. I guess it's juicier, has more moisture. And then the Gemara says, you measure it, oichel beliftom. He's going to be dipping the paschitim into some kind of a dressing, so it's going to be more liquidy, so he'll be able to eat it faster, and his mesa b'yachol is going to be eating in a reclining position. So that's the shear for shoya b'bayis ha-menuga, that not only is he tamei, the begotim that he's wearing are also tamei. If he walks into the bayis ha-menuga, the kelev ha-ksefav, if he's carrying it in his hands, he's naked, and he carries all his clothes and his shoes in his hands, so everything becomes tamei right away. Hu v'hei tamei miyad. But he's wearing all of his clothing, he's wearing his shoes and socks, he's wearing his rings and everything, so he's tamei miyad, and the begodim that he's wearing will only become tamei. That's the shear over there. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Kippur discusses, what's the shear for the achilas pras. So he mentioned, he quotes the Chasam Sofer that it's 9 minutes. So many the Minchas Chinuch is masig on this whole concept of the Chasam Sofer. Says, what do you mean 9 minutes? Every Kedei Achilas Pras depends on that Michael. If you're drinking water, how much water do you have to drink on Yom Kippur that it should be constitute the Shir Sholem? So you have to drink Maloy Lugma. So you have to drink the Maloy Lugma of Kedei Achilas Pras. Kedei Achilas Pras of what? A Pras of water. How long would it take you to drink three beitzim? Three beitzim or four beitzim of water. Why should I measure water by achilas prasa paschitim? Or if I'm eating hard-boiled eggs, achilas prasa, how long would it take me to eat the dalad beitzim? If you're having vegetable soup, how long would it take you to eat four beitzim of vegetable soup? Each michael is going to be a different shear. The only time the Gemara gives an absolute shear is achilas pras paschitim meis ve'echot beliftan. That's because the guy's not eating anything over here. We're talking hashoya b'bayis ha-menuga. He's just shoya. So if he walks into the bayis ha-menuga, hu tamei miyad, and the begotim that he's wearing are tohor, and if he shoya so long, the amount of time that he would have been able to eat a pras paschitim, pras is either the three beitzim or the four beitzim of paschitim that he have to give a shear. So then all the clothing that he's wearing will also be tamei. But wherever the guy's actually eating food, so that's when the Menachas Chinuch is masig on all of the achronim. How do they give a standard shear? Each food has to be determined separately. There's even a machlekes, the Shari Chiru calls the machlekes, what if you're drinking hot coffee? Does it depend on kedei achilas? You have to drink a revius to kedei achilas pras. See, if you have to drink a revius of coffee to kedei achilas pras, how long would it take to drink four beitzim of hot coffee? Or four beitzim of room temperature coffee. Four beitzim of room temperature coffee is going to go down your throat much faster than burning hot coffee. Burning hot coffee, you don't want to burn yourself. So you pour, so that's a machlokes. So you see, for sure you go baser. Those achrayim assume, for sure you go baser. Each and every food individually, they just argue, if it's burning hot coffee, do you measure by burning hot coffee, achilas pras, or by coffee? By the same coffee, it has to be room temperature. So why should you measure? Everything should be 9 minutes. How can it be everything is 9 minutes? Every Michael has a different shear. The only time you have a standard shear is when you're not eating anything b'chlal. That's the Minchas Chinuch style. And then many Achrein Mamasik on Chasam Sofer, the whole Cheshbon, the way he came to the conclusion of 9 minutes, there's a long Arichas in this Teichemet. So he quotes all Achreinim with disagreements. They say they don't agree with the 9 minutes at all. They say it's much less. There's some who say that it's 11 and a half minutes. says more than the minchas, more than the chsam sofer. I must say that it's way less than 9 minutes. 9 minutes is a chumra on Yom Kippur. When you have a choyla and you tell him to eat pachas pachas b'kashir, so you tell him to wait 9 minutes in between. That's a big chumra. But you wouldn't say 9 minutes lekula. Let's say on Pesach night, the person's going to eat a kazayis matzah, he has to eat tuk the achilas pras. You wouldn't say that if he eats a little bit now and he waits 8 minutes and he eats the other bit later, that's tuk the achilas pras. Achilas pras is much less than 9 minutes. The pashtus is way less than 9 minutes. So the Gemara says that's the shear, that's the din, measured by chita. What shear is measured by so'ora? So the Gemara says a mace, a Jewish mace, is matami b'maka b'masa uba ohel. What about atzamas from a dead body? So the Gemara says, etzim kisoira, if it's the size of a kernel of a barley, very tiny chip of a bone of a dead body, it's only metame b'mago b'masa, the ena metame boil. Maga means if I'm touching it. Masa means, let's say I'm wearing gloves. So I hold it in my hand, so there is no maga, but there is masa, because I'm carrying it. But let's say I push it like this. Let's see, here's the etzim kisor. I push it like this. So there's no maga, but that's masa, because I pushed it, I moved it over. So that's tumas masa. And ohel is, I didn't pick it up, and I didn't move it, I didn't touch it, but I'm in the same room, ohel. So etzim kisor is not metami ba'ohel, but it is metami b'maga masa. Arat samas eva metami ba'ohel? So the Mishnah said yes. If you have roiv atzamas, how many atzamas are there in a body? So the Gemara says there are 248 atzamas. This is one etzem, here's another etzem, here's a third etzem. Every finger has three atzamas, three evarim, because the definition of a neighbor is basagid matzamas. They have 248 bones in the male body. So the Mishnah said, what's the rov? What's the majority of 248? 125. Kuf chaf hei. So you have kuf chaf hei atzamas. So that's mitami ba'ohel. If you have a roiv atzamas, or you have a roiv binyan, that's roiv minyan. Roiv minyan means you have out of the 248 bones, you have 125. That's the roiv minyan. Then there's a concept in Mishnah. You have roiv binyan. If you have the long bones that go from the knee to the ankle, the very long bone, then this bone, the thigh bone, that goes from the knee to the hip. So these are long bones. And the arms, these are long bones. These are teeny-weeny bones. This is the smallest bone. But these are long bones. So the Gemara says, if you have the long bones, that's a roiv binyan of the body. It makes the whole height, the whole length of the body. So the roiv binyan of the body, even if you don't have the roiv minyan, you don't have 125 bones, is also metami ba'ohel. But the maga m'masa, even if you just have a little chip of a bone, that's only asking kusar, it's already metami b'maga m'masa, v'ene metami ba'ohel. Rav Binyan is used as an expression later poskim to mean, let's say you're hiring a rabbi, and not everybody's going to agree who should be the rabbi. So the Magen Avraham says you have to have poskim, so you have to have Rav Binyan and you have to have Rav Binyan. They have, let's say, the shul has 1,000 members, and 300 members daven in shul, the other 700 hardly ever show up. They come Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So you have to have roiv minyan. You have to have the majority of the membership. You have 1,000 members, so 501 members have to vote for the rabbi. And you have to have the roiv binyan. 300 people come to shul every day, or every Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the others hardly ever show up. So you have to have the majority of the 300 who come. It's not enough if you have 700 balabatim vote for the rabbi, and they never come to shul. The other people, they live retired, they live in Florida. They never show up in the shul. They come once in a while, they come to the shul. But they live in other communities that just maintain membership. So that's roiv binyan. But you have to have, that's roiv minyan. But you have to have the roiv binyan means you have to have the roiv of the people who count. So that expression that they call it roiv binyan, roiv minyan, that's based on this Mishnah by Tumas Meis.
Is final element called roiv binyan?
The Mishnah has Shedra v'gogoles, that's another thing. You have Shedra with the v'gogoles, that's also metami ba'ol. Another bit separate. Shedra goes metamei ba'ohel. Okay, then we're up to a reviyas. Okay, so we better run to the wedding. Okay, tomorrow's a normal day, maybe. Tomorrow's a normal day. Okay. So everybody should dance at all the respective weddings.